Andrea Fox here with you. Jimmy Eat World on the way this Saturday morning. First, though, a bit of a sombre moment. After the sad news of the passing of British journalist George Alagiah, 67, he'd been struggling with cancer for a few years. The bowel cancer now on people's minds quite a lot. A friend of mine was like, oh, I used to look up to him. He was an Asian guy on TV. I was an Asian guy growing up. It's sad, really sad. A lot of people know him, obviously, from all of his broadcasting over across the years. We spoke to the Oxford Colon Cancer Trust. Now, they say around 120 people are being diagnosed with bowel cancer every day nationally. The Oxford Colon Cancer Trust works with Oxford University Hospitals. And one of their trustees is consultant colorectal surgeon Dr. Kat Baker, who spoke to Jordan and told us that early prognosis is so important.
Bowel cancer is eminently curable if it's identified early. So if we're able to identify and diagnose patients early enough with a lower stage of disease, we can cure them with surgery alone. So once someone's diagnosed with bowel cancer, often they need either surgery or chemo or radiotherapy, sometimes a combination of those. My role as a surgeon is effectively to operate on them, so to do a procedure to remove and cut out the tumour from the bowel.
If people aren't aware, what are the signs and key things to look out for in terms of the risks of bowel cancer?
So patients often come to us having noticed a bit of a change in bowel habit, and we really want anyone with any symptoms to present and to not be embarrassed. People sometimes notice that their stools are a bit looser than normal, so the consistency's looser or softer, or maybe they're opening their bowels more times per day than previously. Maybe before you went once a day and now you're going two or three times a day. We call that increase in frequency, and we'd certainly want to see you if you had those symptoms. Really importantly, some people notice blood in their poo, or perhaps when they wipe their bottom, and that can be a sign of lots of things, not just cancer, but the main thing we'd want to exclude and test you for would be bowel cancer. Occasionally people have more vague symptoms like abdominal pain or weight loss, but really our take-home message would be don't be reluctant to present. Do just come and see your GP if you've got any concerning features at all.
How can we tackle that stigma of coming forward and speaking about it? You touched on people coming being reluctant, but how can we tackle that stigma then?
I see patients every day with bowel cancer. Today, I've done a colonoscopy list this morning, and people are always a bit reluctant and embarrassed to come. Our message is, please don't be embarrassed. We're not embarrassed. We'll treat you with total dignity and respect. We do this every day. You know, one of the real ways we want to remove stigma is to say, you know, do look in your poo. Do talk to people about this. And we need to normalise the symptoms of bowel cancer, and so that people are not embarrassed and they do present.
You were doing it this morning. Are you seeing a rise in more cases recently? Has there been an increase? We've spoken to, obviously, skin cancer experts recently, and they've seen the rates of diagnosis has doubled since the 1990s. Are you seeing a similar trend with bowel cancer?
There's currently over 44,000 new cases of bowel cancer. So when we talk about bowel cancer, that's colon and rectum cancer in the UK each year. So that's over 120 people being diagnosed every day. And bowel cancer in the UK, it's the third most common cancer in women. It's the second most common cancer in men. So it really is prevalent. And worryingly, what we're seeing is an increase in it affecting younger patients. So the rates in the under 40s group is increasing by 5% per year. And it's often these young people that really sadly present quite late. They sit on symptoms a bit longer. They think it's just something else, maybe something they've eaten, and they attribute their symptoms to something else. And there can often be a bit of a delay in diagnosis.